Yeah, as you say, it was a very tight affair. I suppose we're fortunate in the end then to come out with a win. We're pretty comfortable for a period in the second half, and then we let Mufford back into it, and it became a battle then at the end.
Yeah, you were wasteful at times in the first half. You were 3 points up at the break, but there was also eight wides. Conor Cunningham hit the crossbar. You could have been much further ahead.
In fairness, in the first half we played some very good football. I suppose our shot selection mightn't have been the best, probably taking it from difficult angles instead of getting it into the scoring zone. But in fairness, there were times that we opened Milford up, and we just didn't get the reward that we deserved, maybe, you know.
Yeah, I suppose in the second half then you moved 6 points ahead, but Milford just managed to hang in tough, and then they got a penalty which brought it back to 1 point. What was your emotions then?
Yeah, it made life difficult for the last 6 or 7 minutes. It came from a turnover of ours, and then the next thing, the high ball into the square. Probably think our keeper should have got it, but it ended up that the referee awarded the penalty and made life very difficult for us in the last few minutes.
Yeah, it was kind of tit for tat in those last couple of minutes, but Milford did have a free at the end. They could have drawn the match, and thankfully, from your perspective, it went wide.
Yeah, that's right. I suppose it was 5 or 6 metres outside the 45, so that was beneficial for us. It was going to take a big kick to score it. We would have been pretty upset now. With 3 or 4 minutes to go, Jack McSherry was mauled 2 or 3 times going through on goal, and unfortunately the ref let the play go on, and we got in, the ball was turned over. So I suppose probably a bit of justice in the end.
Yeah, it was a big victory for your side to put you on 2 points. You'll be waiting to see the draw now. A victory next week might be enough, might not be enough. How do you see that?
Well, I suppose at the end of the day, we'll be looking forward to see who we get in the draw, and then I suppose we'll be concentrating on performing again next week. We'd be very disappointed with the first two performances in the Championship against Glenswillie and Bundoran. So we won't be looking too far ahead. We'll double down now and try and work and probably try and get another bigger performance next week.
Yeah, you were without Hugh McFadden today, but Owen Van Gallagher was available, and that was important.
Oh, I think Owen's a massive steadying influence on our team. Especially in centre half back, you know, he's a dominant player, and any team would be glad to have him.